Initiative. This is an event coming up on September 10th in the Star Valley area. And joining me in studio this morning is organizer of Flame of Life for Star Valley. That's Amber Tittenser. And also joining us over the phone with the Lincoln County Prevention Coalition is Brittany Ritter in studio today. So, Amber, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, dude. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And Brittany, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Well, appreciate both of you joining me today to talk about Flame of Life and this Suicide Prevention Initiative. It's a community event happening again Saturday, September 10th. Amber, we'll start with you. You're kind of the organizer behind this whole thing. So tell us about it. What is Flame of Life and what are you doing here?
So Star Valley Flame of Life was born from just a deep desire within my soul. We lost our own son, Tegan, to suicide last September, and from the very beginning, I just felt pulled. I felt like we needed to bring more awareness. We needed to talk about it. We needed to just make it easier to have conversations about this very heavy topic. And, you know, as I started sharing my own grief and healing journey on social media, I was shocked at the amount of people who reached out who were either struggling themselves or supporting a loved one through struggles, mental health issues, suicide ideation, people who had lost family members to suicide. And it just became this thing. I just felt a call to do this, and I was put in touch with Brittany, and Brittany is a wonderful resource. And so we've just been able to run with it, and we've been able to put this event together.
So, Brittany, let me ask you about this. When Amber first reached out to you, I mean, as someone who oversees the Prevention Coalition, obviously this seemed like a no-brainer for you to be a part of, correct?
Oh, it was such a huge deal, such a relief. Dude, I can't tell you, like, how warm it made my heart feel that there's actually community members that wanted to organize this community event to raise awareness on suicide.
And just as Amber mentioned, once you really start getting into the community and talking about it, it really is amazing how prevalent it is. I mean, not just the actual act of suicide, but the mental health issues that kind of correlate with that.
Absolutely. And even putting aside mental health issues, but I would bet that every person you come in contact knows at least someone who has attempted or completed the act of suicide, whether they're related to them, work with them, or just a friend of a family.
Amber, let's talk more about this Flame of Life event that's happening September 10th. Looks like you have some kind of fun mixed in with some more serious topics here to try and keep it lighthearted, but also cover the topic that needs to be discussed. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so in the very beginning, Brittany recommended that I put a committee together, and so I did just that. And as we talked about it, I said, you know, I want people to want to come. And so for my own, I have a range of kids of ages, and so I thought, I want this to be a family event. I want this to be something that people can come and have fun with. So we're going to have sidewalk chalk and a bouncy house for the little kids. There's going to be cornhole and four-square volleyball and tug-of-war, and there's going to be lots of activities. There's going to be some craft stations, some different things, so that it's an enjoyable evening to be there. And then in the mix of that, we're going to be able to reach the goals that I had for this, and that was to bring awareness and education, to share the resources that we have locally, and then also there's going to be an aspect of tribute and remembrance for those that we've lost to suicide. And so it is a heavy subject matter. I know that, and I knew when I wanted to do this that we would need to bring the aspect of some lightheartedness and just be able to make it an enjoyable evening. So that people would want to come. And the whole goal behind this is I feel like we have to talk about it. We don't talk about it. And so if people are in a place where they need to talk about it and there's discomfort or they don't feel well received, that's what we need to change. People need to be able to talk about it so we can prevent some of these tragedies.
You know, you mentioned the closing ceremony, which is a walk of remembrance. That's got to be a very healing experience. You would hope, right, for people like your family that was directly affected by this and those that have been through a similar situation, this to be able to come together as a group together with people that understand, right? That's got to be a big thing.
Yes, I hope that it will be. I hope that people can find community in that. Some of the people that have reached out to me is they feel like there's no support after they've lost a loved one to suicide. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. We all grieve and heal differently, and so we all need different things. But I do hope that there's a sense of community and togetherness that we can find in this. as hopefully we do heal through, you know, the losses that we've had in our life. And some are raw and fresh, but I can talk to people who have lost loved ones 15 years ago, and it's still as raw and fresh as it is for me. This isn't something that you just, one day it gets better. It's just something that we learn to live with.
We're discussing the Star Valley Flame of Life Suicide Prevention Initiative. It's a community event happening Saturday, September 10th at the park in Thane, 5:30 to 7:30 that night. Tell us about Steve Badgett of Teton Family Counseling. He's the guest speaker for this, I understand, correct, Amber?
He is. He's going to be the guest speaker for this. And, you know, I know him as one of his clients, and he was someone who really advocates for mental health. I know him in some different capacities as well. And, you know, he really advocates for this, and I think he has some really great ideas. And When his name came to my mind when I talked to him about it, I knew he was the right one in the first 30 seconds of talking to him, because I could feel his passion and his enthusiasm about this subject. And so I'm really excited for him to share his thoughts that he has about this, you know, with everyone.
Brittany, let's bring you back in on the conversation here. Maybe just reemphasize for us, Brittany, the opportunity for all ages to come participate in this. And it is, as Amber said, something where there are going to be some fun activities and events, and make it so that all ages can participate and learn from this, with it being still a heavy subject.
Absolutely. Like Amber said, this is an event for the entire community. And we know that suicide and mental health issues are not discriminatory. They do affect all ages of the spectrum. So we really encourage any and everybody to attend this event. There's going to be some lighthearted activities. And then, again, like Amber said, some of those moments of education and listening to the speaker to really wrap your head around the real problem, along with local resources. Every participant or attendee that comes to the event will have the opportunity to take home a booklet of all of our Lincoln County resources that we have. The other thing that I want to mention is, as part of a comprehensive plan with this event, we are also hosting a question, persuade, refer, which is QPR. It is a 45-minute to one-hour training that will be held on October 6th at the Thane Community Center. It is open to anybody. And it really is a great training to provide information on warning signs, behaviors, clues, the talk, how people act, and how to get them help if you know of somebody who is in mental health or suicidal crisis.
I attended one of those courses a couple of years ago, Brittany, and I highly recommend it, actually. And it's just one of the great many resources. That training and this event is just, there are so many resources available for those who are struggling or those who have a loved one struggling.
Yes, yes, there's lots of local resources. We have statewide resources and national resources. We'll have all of that information available at the event, and again, at the QPR training that's going to be held on October 6th.
It's Amber Tittenser and Brittany Ritter on the air with us today. And again, this Star Valley Flame of Life event, it's a suicide prevention initiative community event, Saturday, September 10th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Unity Park in Thane. Amber, anything else about this event that you would like to mention today?
I don't think so. I'm really excited to get this going. I really feel like this is step one. I hope that this is not just a single event. I hope that Star Valley Flame of Life can be something that the community can use as a resource to facilitate whatever the needs that are that we have in the Valley. I'm really excited about this event, and I hope that it's something that can continue and can continue to provide for the community in years to come.
Amber Tittenser and Brittany Ritter this morning on the SVI Radio Network. This event again happening Saturday, September 10th.